death threats against the missionary prompt government protection in India. Darfur's insecurity spreads, Christians take a stand, and a godly man leaves a unique mark on a radio ministry in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Yesterday, the government of Uttar Pradesh, one of India's least evangelized states, granted protection to a Gospel for Asia missionary. Hindu extremists made death threats after he baptized 60 people. Plans to build a church escalated the threats and drew the entire community to the Sunday services. GFA's KP Yohannan.
They came to the church, people inside, outside, you know, this whole place, to find out what's going on. And after the service was over, hearing the worship and teaching the Bible and everything, the village folks said, these people are only praying to God. We like it.
That's just the beginning.
More and more people are going to ask the question, why did you become a Christian? And they're going to testify that I was a drug addict, I was an alcoholic, I was demon-possessed, I was sick, and Jesus helped us. Jesus healed me. Jesus saved me. And I think, just like in the Gospels, this news is going to spread.
Next, in Darfur, nearby towns have become a makeshift place of refuge from insecurity and militia attacks. Operation Blessing International's David Darg spoke with us from one such town called Khas. The population's more than doubled, which is causing humanitarian problems.
In a city, you can't just dig a borehole for water, or you can't just put a latrine up for the people to use. So the hygiene situation is probably the worst thing that the people are facing right now. Operation Blessing is responding to that through the clinic set up in the city. We're receiving about 250 patients every day.
Darg says they're laying the groundwork for future ministry.
There are quite stringent rules in place about our openness with our faith, but we hope that the love that we're offering to the people through the work we do will leave behind a legacy of compassion. Once we're gone and this situation is all over, I truly believe that these people will know that we were there for them in their time of trouble.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Bangladesh's literacy rate is roughly 43%. That poses an interesting challenge for scripture outreach among the illiterate. Fortunately, most people have access to a radio. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says that's why they're sending their technology trainer to train national engineers.
There's a real solid outreach program going on using the scriptures and audio. A lot of people have come to the Lord through it, but right now the technicians are needed to help use the equipment that's there and to continue to produce the kind of audio materials that are being used out in the areas surrounding the studio.
Dudenhofer says the situation can be fluid, so he's urging prayer.
Pray for safety for not only our tech trainer who's going to go to Bangladesh, but for safety in the country. Persecution by the extremists has happened there before. And on several visits, our people have had to be very careful, almost stay hidden, because of some of the way the militants track down Christians.
Meanwhile, an African pioneer with Transworld Radio died unexpectedly at the age of 63. Stephen Boichiatam died June 2nd of heart failure. Boichiatam studied theology and radio in Germany, where he received his missionary calling. In 1976, he went to Nairobi, Kenya, where he established a Transworld Radio branch. In 1992, he became TWR's International Director for Africa. Boichiatam had planned to open a new station in Benin in August. He's survived by his wife Grace and four adult children. And finally, the Joshua Project reports there are more than 6,400 unreached people groups around the world. Because of that, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is encouraging churches to adopt a people group. The IMB says your church can have a key role in bringing an unreached people group to Christ. The IMB has outlined seven steps to accomplishing this, with 2.5 billion people still considered unreached. Go to our website for the seven steps. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.